from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So, DeMarco Helms talked to the media, and he's also, and part of that was our friend Kelly Price over here, but he talked about Kirk Cousins every day in practice and helping this defense.
Oh, he definitely can make us better. You know, we're getting a look almost every day from one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So I'm sure when we go into the game, we prepare for a quarterback. You know, they're good quarterbacks in the league, but they may not be as good as Kirk. It's going to be easier for us as a defense.
I love that a lot of these guys have started pointing, and I brought up this a minute ago. I never really thought about a quarterback sharpening actual corners. The secondary as a whole, yes. I think Jesse Bates is going to get much better playing against Kirk Cousins. I think DeMarco Helms will. But we've really started talking about not only the secondary and the corners, but the entire defense, because he is going to make you look bad if you do not do everything right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing that also strikes me about what DeMarco said there was just how glowing he was talking about Kirk, which we've heard from the offensive side of the ball and from coaches and from a bunch of people. But to hear that from the defensive side of the ball was very interesting to me. You don't normally hear them kind of shout out the offense, especially once the pads come on, because then it's like, oh, offense versus defense.
Right.
So I thought that was kind of cool that he gave him a shout out.
Yeah. Bo, do you think that the defense's reaction, at least some of the clips we've heard from Atlanta Falcons safeties, and I guess most of all of them, but a lot of them have been asked about Kirk Cousins. I wonder in the back of my head, having been in some of these situations, if it is a direct reflection on what we saw in training camp last year. Because you and I talked a ton throughout training camp. It's like, you know, well, Ritter is going to sit out the preseason games. He's been good. We haven't seen some of the throws down the middle challenging, you know, this secondary, but now you are seeing those throws down the middle. And to Kirk Cousins, like he told us Wednesday afternoon, he got picked off by Jesse Bates trying to throw the ball down the middle.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's look, if you're never go against anything, you're not prepared for it. So you don't know how to react. And, you know, you talk about you never thought about it, how a quarterback can make a defensive back better. Well, it's just like the play we saw, and I think it was even Penix that made this throw, where AJ was in perfect coverage, but the ball was just thrown perfectly. And it was where only the receiver could get it. You just learn how – you learn and you can the coaches are able to coach these guys how to react to those situations better moving forward. It's just like when you're an offensive lineman, and I know you hate – I know you guys hate doing these things, but like the one-on-one drills where you line up and now you're over here and you're going against John Abraham, because when you played, that was who you got to go against. And does that not prepare you for when you go against these better pass rushers? I mean,
it's different to say, though, because I don't think of it in the same light. You know, one on one when DeMarco Helms is going against Kyle Pitts, that's That's what we're watching. And obviously Kyle Pitts has gotten the best of him. But I think where the difference comes in for me in those two conversations is, as an offensive lineman, yes, you get better in pass pro and one-on-one pass rush. But this situation is more like watching the rotation of a safety rolling down into the box and watching the linebackers shift and having to identify the Mike linebacker in the run game. I think that's where it kind of – that obviously makes you different, but it's different to me than doing a one-on-one pass protection or a one-on-one run drill, because it's a cerebral kind of test.
And it's also – I know that sometimes DBs will they'll gaze into the eyes of the quarterback.
Yeah.
And they'll say, where – I'm following his eyes. That's where the ball's going. And that's not right where the ball goes.
All right, now.
That's not where the ball goes.
You wouldn't point to me making things weird a little bit earlier. Well, the sultry sounds of Squidbilly on here talking about gazing into eyes.
Let's putting GoPros on these guys' helmets, yeah. So now you can really
track
like
that. And Kelly, that's such a good point because we've talked a ton, me and Bo have, and I think you have as well, about the big screen out at practice and how quickly Kirk has walked over there with Raheem and kind of been like, check this out, look at this, watch this route. I even saw him talking, I think it was Charlie Warner the other day, about kind of sitting down in between a zone. The GoPro, the screens, there's a lot of tools at their disposal.
Yeah, they're using a lot of technology, which is kind of interesting to see. And I haven't really seen the GoPro thing around the league, and the screen thing's kind of unique. So they're definitely bringing some innovative approaches to get every angle and all the information possible. And like to our point, like the GoPro thing, anybody on the team can watch that. Like DeMarco Helms can go and watch that footage and see, all right, where was Kirk really looking?
I'm not sure
I
realized that, but that's a great point.
Yeah, I'm sure that all that stuff's available for them to check out and use as a resource.
That's a great point.
And you're talking, we're having this whole conversation about the DBs and how it's sharpening them. But when I asked Kirk about, and Dave Archer and I were talking about this before we had Kirk Cousins, and I was like, you're talking about how quarterbacks, a read will take you over here, but I asked Kirk, hey, how often do you go against the read just to keep guys and remind them that they've got to stay alive in a play because you never know what happens, or also to kind of test guys and earn that trust and that chemistry. And you talked about, he's like, yeah, he's like, I don't care about completion percentage in the training camp. He's like,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm just wanting to, put guys up to bat. And that's keeping those receivers sharp, because that's helping them hone their skills, because they might not be the reading that route. They might not be open, but they're going to get a chance for a 50-50 ball or whatever, and just keeping these guys ready and in place.
Yeah, he's trying to get them ready to kind of play their role, and he'll get to know guys like Drake London and Kyle Pitts and what they can do when they are given the chance to go up and get a 50-50 ball, because that's what happens in the NFL sometimes. All right, Raheem Morris actually joined the Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark and Channing Crowder and got a chance to talk about some of this no-name defense.
Right, because we got some dudes on our team and I got a lot of belief in, right? Because you know what it is? This thing that we play is like ultimate role clarity. And you know what it is? If you give a guy a role and he owns it and he takes that thing and he runs with it, then people start to know him. They become household names. And that's what we want, right? I'm going to breathe this belief in my guys. I promise you, we're going to be all right.
And look, I think, you know, we have the privilege of being on the grounds every day, and we have the privilege of getting to know a lot of these guys. And it was, I think Bo has certain feelings about the question that was asked about them being a bunch of guys of no names.
It was
I know
the
Jesse
way it
Bates,
was asked,
and
too.
I don't know any of the other ones.
He didn't even name Jesse Bates. He said, you have no household names. You have no names on your defense. And Ra goes, Jesse Bates is a no name.
Yeah.
Grady Jarrett's a no name. And it was and I like how Ra responded. And then Ra goes, "Well, yeah. I mean, I know those two." And Raheem was like, "You know what? Not every defense has a bunch of stars on it. In fact, and that was his whole thing about playing and playing your role and doing your job." And he goes, "If you do your job on defense, you will get a name." Caden Ellis had 7 sacks in New Orleans 2 years ago because he did what? His job. He kept his pass rush integrity. He did exactly what was asked of him every play when he was out there, and it turned him into a guy that made big plays.
I think it's interesting we've heard this term role clarity this training camp versus the last year
word.
For sure we heard positionless football, which I'm just curious what y'all's take is on that shift, right? Like it feels as a player,
like
what is it
messaging.
Like to hear your coach say, oh, we're going to play positionless football, and then now there's role clarity.
Yeah, that's probably usually... I don't know. I kind of bought into it last year, to be honest with you, the positionless
we
thing.
We all did, because it's what we were sold.
Well, and it wasn't just – I mean, we've talked a ton. We've talked, Kyle Pitts is going to play wide receiver. He always played wide receiver, right? I mean, he's lining up, you know, at the top of the trips or whatever you want to call it. But having Bijan in the fold and adding him to a backfield that featured Cordarrelle Patterson, who came into the league as a wide receiver, and you expected Bijan to line up in the slot a lot last year – you were kind of like, man, you can literally just throw out skill players and just see where they kind of land, and you can kind of make offensive plays from that. So it has been funny because it does feel a little bit like that's how the secondary is this year, because we've talked a ton about Mike Hughes, and does he start on the outside? Does Clark Phillips take that role? If he does Mike Hughes slot into the nickel? And, you know, how many different things can they do? And you go down to the linebacking group, right? Caden Ellis and Troy Anderson and Nate Lamon, they're all battling for a spot, but – maybe if Caden Ellis isn't in that first rotation, he can come line up on the outside and rush the edge or drop into the flat. It does feel like the defense is more that no-name, positionless kind of role this year, and role clarity is such a good way to put it, Kelly. But I just think that it's funny how that has kind of transitioned and those conversations change.
I honestly think they're just using different terminology. I think the role clarity for Kyle Pitts is you're going to do a multitude of things, including it sometimes play wide receiver. I think the thing for Caden Ellis is you're going to do a multitude of things, including dropping coverage, including play that Mike linebacker, and at times line up on the edge when we put Troy Anderson in there with Nate Lamon. I think it's honestly, to me, the difference in just trying to be cute with your wording and trying to play the, well, we have positionless football. But they got a lot of guys that can do a lot of things, and that's the beauty of what you might not have stars on defense, but you kind of know James Smith Williams, like that guy is a guy that can come in here and do a couple of things, but he's very good in the run game. To me, he's going to be Bud Dupree. I think he's going to be Bud Dupree in this defense. Now it's a different defense, different type. But I think that's going to be kind of his role in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it is interesting too, Kelly. And we were obviously all talking about Ryan Clark and kind of him asking that question. And is it, you know, quote unquote disrespectful for him to say this is a no name defense? I'm surprised Raheem didn't come back and say, you know, at one point Ryan Clark was a no name guy too, and suddenly Ryan Clark kind of breaks onto the scene, and now Ryan Clark's all over ESPN. So at one point, Ryan Clark was kind of that guy too, right?
Yeah, the louder you yell, the more people are going to listen, right? But I think Raheem,
really, well,
yeah.
I can get on that.
We hear your good morning every morning. No, but I think Raheem's going to fight for his guys, and that's why people love him.
I love it, and that's what he brings to the room. All right, we got to go to break. On the other side, we're going to go in the huddle. There was, in fact, football on television last night. Wasn't an entire game, but boy, there's a lot of fun stuff to watch, and also a couple of injuries around the NFL that could affect some really good football teams. The morning shift rolls on. Mike Bowden-Kelly here on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.